We just got some embarrassing footage of Donald Trump begging other world leaders for the Nobel Peace Prize on a phone call multiple months back. Those same world leaders had to watch Donald Trump hop on stage in Davos, Switzerland, and continue to humiliate the United States. One of the last meetings that Trump took before he left Davos was thankfully with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. In this photo, you can see that Donald Trump's right hand is covered in some sort of spackle in order to hide the purple discoloration that he sees now on both of his hands. You see this same sort of spackle, this discolored spackle on his left hand as well, and it also appears to be very, very swollen. You can tell the color is not the same as his hand, nor is it the same as his incredibly orange face, but this is obviously just a side note. I think it's important to point out that Donald Trump's hands and skin have been decaying over the past few months, and he seems markedly more tired and less energetic when speaking at the podium. There were approximately 50,000 articles written about President Joe Biden's decline. I just haven't seen the same reciprocation with Donald Trump's clear cognitive decline. While I find this to be important, I think what's more important right now are the meetings that are happening between Vladimir Putin, Jared Kushner, and Steve Witkoff over in the United Arab Emirates. This is about the fifth or sixth time we have tried to placate Vladimir Putin by rolling out the red carpet, and he continues to just rug pull us, yoink the carpet out from underneath us, and continue to strike Kyiv and strike Ukraine relentlessly. Not only did that happen, but at the same time, Donald Trump was meeting with Volodymyr Zelensky.
All right, today the first trilateral talks between Ukraine, Russia, and the U.S. are being held in the United Arab Emirates. They're expected to continue tomorrow as well. The U.S. envoy, Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner, arriving in Moscow Thursday following their trip to Switzerland to have these talks with President Vladimir Putin of Russia. Ukraine's President Zelensky saying that Russia is not not just Ukraine has to be willing in these talks to compromise.
Okay, I want to show you this video that leaked of Donald Trump a few months back, but it's important to point out a few things. First of all, Steve Witkoff, who is currently meeting with Putin, is quite literally like a double agent for Russia. Steve Witkoff was giving Vladimir Putin's aide advice on how to manipulate Trump. Secondly, Donald Trump for the past year has placed only pressure on Volodymyr Zelensky of Ukraine. He screamed at him in the Oval Office, made him sign a deal for minerals that Zelensky got nothing for, but Zelensky still signed it because he wanted to, you know, please Donald Trump. Then Donald Trump had a 30-day ceasefire that we are about to hear about in this video that Zelensky agreed to, but Vladimir Putin didn't. Vladimir Putin continued to strike. Then Trump tries to set up a meeting. Zelensky's down. Putin is not down. Surprise, surprise, the craven dictator Vladimir Putin, who has invaded multiple neighboring countries, is the one who is being manipulative and slimy. And surprise, surprise, the U.S. president, who has no historical knowledge, is getting tricked by Vladimir Putin. Let's watch this video, but just for an explanation, quote, "Oh good, the Nobel Prize, you're the best," Trump said on the phone. Recently released footage from May 10th of 2025 shows Trump's reaction to Zelensky's acceptance of his offer of a 30-day ceasefire. "Please remember that Vladimir Putin never accepted. He continued to fire. Above all, it shows that Trump is only interested in his reward, the Nobel Peace Prize, not the fate of the 40 million Ukrainians." I found this to be incredibly interesting and telling. Here is Macron calling Trump in May.
"Hello, how are you?
Donald, I know it's very early in the morning for you. I'm sorry to call at that time. May I call you in 2 minutes with Zelensky, Starmer, and Mert? It's okay for you?"
"Yeah, go ahead, what's going on?"
"Because he accepted what you proposed on your message, meaning a ceasefire for 30 days and so on. So he's ready to announce it."
"Is it totally accepted also?"
"Yeah."
"Oh, good. Nobel Prize for this.
So, may I call you back with him and the others? In 2 minutes, I call you back?"
"That's great."
"Okay?"
"Great news. Good. Call me back.
I'll call you back in 2 minutes with the others."
This is so embarrassing. Macron has to act like Trump just didn't say that. Trump's reaction was literally, "Oh, good, Nobel Prize, please." Like he's sticking out his hand saying, "Please put the Nobel Peace Prize in my hands right now." This is made all the more embarrassing by the fact that Donald Trump had to beg Machado from Venezuela, the opposition leader of Maduro, for the Nobel Peace Prize. She came and brought him the Nobel Peace Prize and awarded it to him. I'm sorry, like cover the ears of any children around you, but Donald Trump is literally a cuck. He is a cuck for anybody who can give him a Nobel Peace Prize. allies. He then sent a letter to the Prime Minister of Norway saying, considering your country decided not to give me the Nobel Peace Prize for having stopped 8 wars plus, I no longer feel an obligation to think purely of peace, although it will always be predominant. This guy is losing his damn mind, and this phone call proves it. He said, oh, good. Peace prize, please? Can I please have the peace prize? That's what he's saying.
Is it Putin accepted also?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Nobel Prize, please.
So, may I call you back with him and the others? In 2 minutes, I call you back?
That's
good. Okay?
Great news. Good. Call me back.
I'll call you back in 2 minutes with the others. I call you back.
You're the greatest.
No, thank you.
Hello.
Hello, Donald. We are in Kiev.
Okay.
I'm with President Zelensky.
And a lot of press. You have to know, Donald. Mr. President.
Prime Minister Keir Starmer, President Donald Tusk, and Chancellor Friedrich Merz.
It makes me so mad that actually genuinely great, strong leaders like Zelensky, Macron seems good. I don't know much about his approval rating, but Zelensky is amazing. People like Zelensky have to deal with Donald Trump, even the opposition leader Machado. I know that she's not perfect, but she's very popular in Venezuela. It's because she's actually pro-democracy and she's pushing back against Maduro. These pro-democracy beacons of leadership have to deal with Donald Trump, our demented president, who's like a bulwark between democracy and authoritarianism. And he's not helping out the democracy side.
Donald Tusk and Chancellor Friedrich Merz. So we are all together. And by the way, we had a very good discussion this morning. And we all backed your proposal of unconditional ceasefire for 30 days.
And of course, we need big pressure, I think, on Russia. If they don't support, if they don't want to support ceasefire, we need sanctions on them.
All right, remember, this was back in May, but let's jump to modern day because Donald Trump's idiotic ass has not only made zero progress, not only has he placated Putin even further and rolled out the red carpet even more, but he's made zero progress. He has made less than progress. We have regressed when it comes to Russia and Ukraine. Russia continues to bomb Ukraine on a daily basis with drones and with other types of missiles in a disgusting way, and Trump shows no leadership. He's still desperately trying to hold these bilateral and trilateral meetings without actually having any effect. Donald Tusk points out right here, not Donald Trump, but Donald Tusk, the Prime Minister of Poland. He says, the American leadership of the transatlantic community was based on mutual trust, common values and interests, not on domination and coercion. That's why it was accepted by all of us. Let's not lose it, dear friends. For me, this is the main message from yesterday's EU meeting, and he's referring directly to Donald Trump. Trump is trying to dominate and coerce other countries into allowing him to have Greenland in the same way that Russian aggression is looming over Europe because he's trying to dominate, coerce, and invade any countries that don't go along with him. Here's Donald Trump leaving his meeting with Zelensky yesterday. Remember, his hand is incredibly messed up. Even though someone spackled both his left and right hand, his left hand looks uniquely swollen. He's not in good shape. He comes down the stairs and he's honestly just incoherent.
Mr. President,
I welcome you with President Zelensky.
President, can Ukraine still count on
you
your tremendous
deal,
support?
You got the deal, Mr. President.
I was meeting with President Zelensky.
The meeting was good. Look, we have a ways to go. They're meeting with President Putin today, as you know. The meeting was good with President Zelensky. We'll see how it turns out. A lot of people being killed.
Mr. President, what's going to be the message to President? What do you want, President Putin?
The war has to end.
Do you have a deal?
So you didn't get the deal?
President, something on Pakistan.
Can you claim?
He didn't get a deal. No, we are 1 year in. He claimed he would end this war on day one, and he didn't get the deal. It's because he has this narcissistic ability to suck up to Vladimir Putin, Bibi Netanyahu, even put them on his board of peace. Such a joke. Putting Netanyahu and Putin on your board of peace? What's next? Kim Jong-un and Hitler are going on your board of peace? But he basically, as Vlad Vexler points out, has a narcissistic tendency to suck up to leaders who give him a source of narcissistic supply. he sucks up to Vladimir Putin, not because Putin has the P-tapes, in my opinion. I think that that's just more of a conspiracy, but he sucks up to Putin because Trump is so demented and narcissistic that Putin is able to manipulate him and give him a source of narcissistic supply, a little bit of a narcissist high, and think, huh, maybe I could be as powerful as this leader. Maybe I can look up to this leader who has more power. And because of that, Trump has blind spots and tries to demean Zelensky all the time rather than seeing this war for what it is. I'm going to leave it there. Drop a like, subscribe. I love you all. See you in the next one. Peace out.